Thank you very much for choosing us, All Things Book Review. And we are joined by Bongmusa A. Mashazi, the author, I almost said founder, the author of Lead Self and Lead Others. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, my sister. How are you? And good morning to your listeners.
I am lovely. Thank you very much for coming on to the show. I love that you wrote Lead Self first before Lead Others. That says quite a lot. But what inspired you to write Lead Others, and how does it build on your previous work of Lead Self?
What inspired me to write my book, Lead Others, I guess it's my observation. I've been in corporate for about 20 years and having been in various leadership positions, both in private, in government, as well as in non-profit. One sees a gap in terms of a number of ethical leaders. Mm-hmm. That's one. Secondly, people who are unable to lead others well. Mm-hmm. One, because they can't lead themselves. So yeah. Before I published this book, I actually in 2022 released my third book, which was titled Lead Self, mm-hmm. which then was a foundation and a prerequisite for anybody to then be able to lead others.
Mm. And in Lead Others, you emphasize on intentional leadership,
yes.
Right? What does that mean in practical terms, especially for leaders navigating today's uncertain world?
What it means is that to lead people, you have to make a choice to lead and empower people, because leadership is more about service more than about being served as a person. So when you understand that, then you must know that you have a responsibility as a leader to then empower others to become better. And the only way to be able to do that effectively is when you are intentional about it.
Oh, well, I'm curious to know how you've navigated your world of leadership, you know, if you've had any bumpy roads and how you've kind of overcome those.
There has been a lot, and some of them I actually do make reference to them in my book, Lead yeah. Others. So some of the sections, for instance, I speak of a concept of ethical high performance in organizations, where ethics should be foundation of an organization, and also performance, because an organization exists to serve certain customers. Mm-hmm. But what tends to happen in corporate spaces, whether government or private, sometimes ethics are at an expense of performance or vice versa. So I make a case in my book that you don't have to drop ethics in order to perform, but you must have ethical high performance.
Mm. And in your experience coaching leaders, what are some of the most common mistakes you see leaders make, and how do they overcome those?
Firstly, I think leaders underestimate the responsibility that comes with leadership, in a sense that people look at titles and perks and forget the responsibility that comes with it. That's one part where I'm a student of leadership, and I write on a case that leadership is more than the title, more than the office, more than the position.
Mm-hmm.
It is about empowering people. It is about serving. It is about making a difference in whatever space that you are in. And that requires you to, one, to have a big heart, because people will step on your toes,
yeah.
And you need to be a matured and a responsible person. Sometimes you are put under a lot of pressure. You need to remain calm and be able to navigate through challenging situations. So I think leaders, sometimes they like the fancy part of leadership, and then when they are faced with challenges, most of the time they are never prepared for it. So in my book, actually, I wrote my book with the leaders in mind, whether you are experienced or whether you are not experienced, such that you can learn how to communicate effectively, how to have a strategy shared with people such that they can work with you in the organization.
Well, I guess, Bongmusa, leadership then kind of coincides with life, because you as a person even have to kind of lead with head and heart. But how do we balance those two together?
So basically, I have a section which I titled lead with head, heart, and hands, which is very important in a leader. And what I'm saying there is that, one, if you want people to do great projects, you must touch a heart before you can ask for a hand. So in other words, if I'm able to share what I believe that resonates with you, you will then be committed to work with me in the mission. And also, when there is work to be done, that's where the hands is very important. So in other words, leadership is situational. There are times where people are despondent. You must be a dealer of hope and talk to their hearts and inspire them. There are times where there's a project that needs to be done. Everybody needs to roll their sleeves and get the work done.
True.
And when people are facing difficulty, you need to speak more to their heart more than asking for hands. But when the work needs to be done, you must push what needs to be done. You know, so that is what I'm saying. But there are pros and cons of being one-dimensional leader. So that's why I make a presentation that be a three-dimensional leader. Heart, head, hands together makes a better leader.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you say that. And without giving too much away, for young or emerging leaders tuning in today, what's the one habit or mindset from your book that they can use and start practicing right now?
I think the most important thing, which I make a case that if you aspire to be a better leader, understand first that every leader is a human being, just like you.
Yeah.
So when you engage people from the base of being human, they are likely to commit to the mission and the vision. I say in this book that people buy into the leader before they buy into the vision. So the leader, in order to be able to garner people towards something, talk to them, relate with them, and then inspire them.
Love that. We're running out of time, so we're going to cut it here for today. But thank you very much for coming on to the show. Where can people get the book? Where can people get you on our social media platforms?
I'm available on most of my socials. I go by Bongomusa A. Mashazi, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You will find me there. And also, you can visit my website. It's www.ieditglobal.co.za. Then you can fill in any inquiries, and all the contact details are also available there.
Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show, and we wish you all the best. Thank you very much for leading yourself and for leading others.
Thank you so much, and well done to you.
That's Rise FM.
What if God didn't? What if I had never been blessed beyond limits? What if I was always depressed and not living? What if Squatter Campus...